95.7 Ben FM, welcome to Woman of the Week. We're about to meet a really special girl, and we're going to do it together. Lauren Miller is in the studio. Philly girl. She grew up at the beach, but we got her now here in Philadelphia. With a remarkable story, remarkably sad, but remarkably positive coming out of it. You lost your twin sister to melanoma.
Yes, in October.
Well, that sucks.
It does. She was diagnosed in July of 2013.
She was all of what, 27?
She was 28 when she got diagnosed and went through 5 brain surgeries, a bunch of different forms of radiation and different types of immunotherapies, a full neck dissection, you know, just treatment after treatment and all of the most, you know, groundbreaking treatments. But even with that, she only lived 15 months and she passed away this past October after it had just spread to her brain and spread way too much that there was nothing left for them to do.
Just got a hold of her. Apparently she was, her sister's name is Tara, by the way. She was given the Abramson Cancer Center's Melanoma Advocacy Award. She never felt down or felt sorry about herself and her condition. She was fighting the good fight.
She didn't, you know, she was just determined to make the best of it. From the minute that she got diagnosed, she explained it as, you know, I got diagnosed, sent out a few awkward text messages telling people, and then I moved on with it because it wasn't about having cancer or about anything like that to her. It was just about how to make the best of every day and to still have fun every day and to still do what she loves to do with the people that she loved. So I think her whole mentality of making the best of it is really what resonated with the people that started following her blog as she was updating it. And, you know, she lost her hair at a Britney Spears concert when we were in Vegas for my cousin's bachelorette party. And she just kind of, it was the first like big chunk that she lost, and she held it in her hands and we all kind of stood there waiting to see how the reaction was. She started hysterically laughing and saying, how appropriate is it to lose your hair at Britney Spears?
Since who would Britney appreciate break down and right. shaved her head? Oh my yes. God, the irony.
Right.
But she saw the humor in that.
She did.
Instead of feeling bad about it.
Nope. She just made a joke and made everyone else feel more comfortable with it because she was laughing so much about it and just, she's like, what am I going to do? Cry about it? What does that get done?
I'm sorry I never got a chance to meet her, Lauren. She sounds really cool. Now, as her twin, how difficult was this for you? Because I think, you know, we do sort of put the emphasis on the people going through treatment, but the rest of the family feels all of the pain of the loss.
Yeah, I think it was really hard, especially for my parents and my mom as well. But just watching her go through it and the day-to-day of, you know, knowing the next treatment and figuring out all of that. And then when she passed away, there was just this like emptiness of it wasn't, you know, it had been our 15 months for so long of just figuring out what to do next. And she was always there and she was always so positive and making jokes. Even the last couple weeks with her in the hospital, she was literally cracking jokes and being herself that we kind of had held out this hope that it was going to be okay and that there would be this miracle treatment that would be available or something like that. So it's definitely been hard, but I think, you know, she made it very clear that this foundation was important and that she wanted the foundation with her name on it to be part of the cure so that another person wouldn't have to walk in her footsteps and go through what she went through, because she knew that the treatment options were the problem. And the research was the problem. So we've tried to, you know, just focus on this and the foundation and the event in July because it's our way of kind of staying close to her, because it was set. This was her foundation. So it's.
Oh, I feel like she's a part of it, like here on the studio going, get the facts, get to the facts and get people to come to this event.
Yeah.
So let's do that for her on behalf of Tara. Lauren Miller is here and we're talking about, we missed Melanoma Awareness Month. I apologize for that. We've been trying to get you in for a couple of months. The show's been really, really busy. You know, it's tough for you to share, but the fact that you're doing so means a lot to Ben FM and the listening audience for Woman of the Week for sure. Let's talk about how do people get tickets for Make the Best of It Bash. This is for the Tara Miller Foundation, Thursday, July 2nd, Tropicana Casino Resort, and it's an evening of spectacular cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. How do we go?
So you can go to the website at taramillerfoundation.org, and on the events tab, there's a link to buy tickets online or to, if anybody's interested in sponsoring or anything like that, all of the information is there. There's also a link on the events page to book hotel rooms at the Tropicana for $105 room rate, which was so super nice at the Tropicana.
They're cutting you a break in summer, the high season.
Right, for 4th of July weekend.
For 4th of July weekend. Holy smokes. Thursday, July 2nd. That's right. You're coming right into the weekend.
Yeah, so they've been great.
Wow. And your whole entire family will be there, of course.
Yes. And my sister's doctor will be there as well, Dr. Schuchter, who was referred to on the blog as hashtag best doctor in the world.
Shout out to her. Is anybody still keeping up with the blog?
We don't keep up with the blog. We've kind of, it was a Caring Bridge blog. So because Caring Bridge is often used for people who are sick and updating them on their like medical conditions, we transferred over to just making the updates on Facebook, and we post a lot of stuff or stories about Tara on there that people might not know. We just didn't want to use Caring Bridge for the wrong reasons when so many people go to that for such a great reason or to keep people updated. So
I totally get it.
Yeah. So we had
to have nominated Facebook. By a person who told me that you guys were an extraordinary family. So I knew coming in that you were. And that certainly speaks to that. So on Facebook, then we can find all the details as well.
The Tara Miller Foundation.
Right on Facebook. That's easy too. Now we know the family will be there. We know already it's spectacular cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. But let's get into some more details because, you know, you had us a cocktail. Right? is there live music? Is there dinner? What else is happening?
So yes, there's a ton of food. My mom is in charge of that menu. I believe there's a slider bar, some past hors d'oeuvres, cheese and vegetables. I focused on the Tropicana is doing it. I focused on the bar, which will be great. And we have some awesome live auction items, a private yacht in the Bahamas or a party for 30 on a boat in Florida. There's some cruises, a lot of sports stuff. So we really have a great selection, and we've been very fortunate with people giving us some really awesome stuff for the auction. So we're excited about that piece too. And then there will also be an after party at the Tropicana.
This is going to be a huge party. You can feel it. Thursday, July 2nd, 7 p.m. is when it starts. It says 7 to 10, but I have a sneaky feeling it's going on all night long. Now that I've met you, Lauren, what do you do?
I actually work for Comcast in Center City.
Oh, cool.
I do marketing.
How long have you been there?
A little over 2 years.
What do you do for Comcast?
I do marketing for Comcast.
Very cool. Yep. Well, we're glad we got you in Philly. And where's the rest of the family?
My older sister she goes back and forth between the shore and Philly, but she works down at the shore. And my parents are at the shore, and then they come to Philly sometimes.
Okay. Is mom a great cook?
She is. She's not making the food for the party. She's just dealing with the menu, though.
Creating the menu.
So we
trust her.
She's great at organizing parties and doing all of the decorations. We have these cute, the same ones we had last year. So one of my sister's other things was silver linings. So we've tried to make the best of it in the silver linings. So the centerpieces are on some of the tables. There's Hershey Kisses with lips, like big lips that are also great for the photo booth that say kiss cancer goodbye. So the whole play on the silver lining and the lips and everything my mom came up with. So she's really great.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a great party as tribute and for a wonderful cause too. Now, Lauren, last but not least, you know, melanoma is the real deal. And I think we don't think of it in our day to day. So for preventative and paying attention, what would you recommend that people do?
You know, I think it's just so important to get checked and to be on top of it. If you see something suspicious, you know, really just understanding how serious melanoma is. I think when you grow up and you're hearing about it, you kind of think it's a mole that you can get removed and it's very easy to deal with. But once it gets past that just getting a mole removed stage, it spreads so quickly and it's so fierce and deadly. And I think that's the part that people don't necessarily realize.
We don't think about that.
Right. But you know, once it spreads and you get to stage 4, 75% of those people don't live past the first year. So it is one of the most serious and deadly forms of cancer. And it's one of the only cancers that is actually increasing in death rate instead of decreasing. So I think just the severity of it is something that really people need to understand, especially people under 30, because we heard from a lot of people that they didn't believe that Tara got it when she was 28 years old. You think of it, but it's actually one of the most common cancers in young adults. So I think just kind of how serious it is and not taking for granted.
I would say way, but I'm not a young adult anymore. But I remember being 20 something, spent a lot of time out in the sun. I remember my mother, sunscreen. You know, I did not leave the house without putting sunscreen on because I'm very fair. What do you do to maintain and take care of your health? Just for your mom, I know you're getting checked frequently.
Yes. Definitely getting checked frequently. My mom's always been the same way with, do you have sunscreen on? Did you reapply? And all of that stuff. So we definitely all put on a whole lot more sunscreen and take it more seriously than we have since she got diagnosed. We also sit under umbrellas a lot more. I mean, we live at the beach, and Tara was a very big advocate of, you know, we live at the beach. I want to have fun and I want to do that. We just have to be smart about it. And, you know, don't let yourself get sunburned just because you don't feel like putting sunscreen on, or, you know, try to stay in the shade sometimes and that type of stuff. And really just getting checked is the most important part.
Well, you've shed a lot of light on us, you know, this topic this morning. Lauren, you're adorable. Thank you so much for coming in. The big benefit and party, which, by the way, is for a great cause that even if you've never heard of these people in your lifetime, still is going to be a total blast because it's at the Tropicana Casino Resort. It is the night before the 4th of July weekend, and they're cutting you a break if you buy tickets to go to Make the Best of It Bash that will honor Lauren's sister, Tara, that will help create awareness for melanoma and the importance of checking and taking good care of yourself. And man, you got some cool items on that raffle table.
We do. We're very lucky about that. We've had some great partners.
And mom doing the menu. I think we're all going. Thank you so much for coming.
Me and my mom. Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.